إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، we're going to continue, inshallah ta'ala, reading from the explanation of Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith of our noble Shaykh al-Allama al-Walid Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali hafidhahu Allah ta'ala wa matta'ahu bis-sihha wal-afiyah wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lil-muslimina wal-muslimat. Ameen. We're still in a chapter in which Al-Imam al-Sabuni رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه is talking about the waswasat al-shayateen, the whispering of the shayateen. And remember the Shaykh حفظه الله, Shaykh Rabi' says the shayateen here are the shayateen of the jinn and the human being as well. There is shayateen amongst the human being, those who call the people to evil, and those who try to deceive the people and move them out of the path of Allah, they are shayateen. Whether they, those who call to shirk, or they beautify to the people the path that leads to kufr or innovations and the like. قال الإمام الصابوني رحمه الله إن الله يسلطهم على من يشاء. الله سبحانه وتعالى send the الشياطين upon whom he wills. قال نعم الذي يريد الله أن يضله يسلط عليه الشياطين. The Shaykh says for those that Allah wants them to be misguided, then Allah sent the shayateen upon them. As Allah tells us in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 186, مَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. Those whom Allah misguides, no one can guide. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الكهف, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. The last part of the ayah 17. He whom Allah guides, he is the rightly guided. But he whom he sends astray, for him you will find no wali, no guiding friend to lead him to the right path. Also in Surah Al-Sajda, Shaykh Rabi' al-Ta'ala, he mentioned the ayah 13 of Surah Al-Sajda. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. And if we had willed, surely we would have given every person his guidance. But the word from me took effect about the evil doors, that I will fill the hell with jinn and mankind together. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى, from the Aqidah of the Salaf, we know that Allah has written, it's written in the book Al-Lawh Al-Mahfud, those who are the wicked ones and the happy ones. So those who are amongst the wicked, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send upon them the shayateen, the devils. Because such people do not deserve to be guided. And so therefore they don't deserve the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't deserve the protection of Allah. They don't deserve the care from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who Allah knows in His knowledge that they are wicked, wretched, then they don't deserve guidance, nor the protection and the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الإمام الصابوني ويعصم من كيدهم ومكرهم من يشاء. And Allah protects from their plot, meaning the plots of the shayateen, both the devils and the shayateen amongst the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects from their plots and from their evil whom He wills as well. We ask Allah to protect us from their plots. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله أي والذين كتب الله لهم السعادة يحفظهم من تسليط الشيطان عليهم لأنهم أولياؤه فيحفظهم ويحميهم. He says this meaning here what the Sabuni, Imam al-Sabuni meant by this statement. He said those that Allah has written for them sa'ada, happiness, those that are going to be happy, and may Allah make us from them. Ameen. He says Allah protect them from the shayateen. Allah protect them from the plots of the devils and from the shayateen. Because these people that Allah has written for them sa'ada, joy and happiness, they are the awliya of Allah. They are the righteous amongst His servants. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are righteous. So these are the awliya of Allah. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Verily the awliya of Allah, which usually they translate as friends of Allah, but that translation is deficient. Okay? Meaning the awliya of Allah, those are close to Allah, and those that Allah protect them and preserve them and care for them. Why? Because they are the true believers of Allah and they are righteous. They are righteous. Not the wali of Allah, the one who come up with magic. Like some ignorant people, you find some Sufi who he deals with some jinn and shayateen and they help him to do something or drink hot water. Seemingly like the people seeing him drinking hot water, but it's not. And then to the laymen, oh, that's a wali. That's wali Allah, the one who stick a needle in his eye. But it is nothing. It's just tricks from the shayateen. But that's not the wali. Those, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, says those are awliya shayateen. The wali Allah, you don't know him. They don't even seek fame. The awliya of Allah, they don't come out in front of the people and start doing stuff so that to be recognized. Actually, the awliya of Allah, they run away from fame. Whatever they do, they want to keep it between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the awliya of Allah, Allah protect them and preserve them. وَإِذَا اسْتُدْرِجَ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَفَّقَهُ اللَّهُ لِلتَّوْبَةِ فَتَابْ وَأَنَابْ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكُ وَتَعَالَى. That even when you find sometimes the believer in a time of weakness, as the Shaykh is going to mention, and they wrong themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them tawfiq and assist them and aid them to make tawbah and to repent. So you find that believer, even though they wrong themselves, he will go back to Allah and turn to Allah with repentance. قال الشيخ ربيع يعني إذا استدرجه الشيطان وتغلب عليه وطرأ عليه الضعف البشري فوقع في معصية أو وقع في انحراف سرعان ما يرجع إلى الله تبارك وتعالى لأن الله يقول ولم يسروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. He says when the believer who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have taqwa, if the shaytan overpower him sometimes, because he's a human being, the believer is still a human being, have some weakness, but if the shaytan really got them at one moment and therefore they wrong themselves or they be upon deviation, surely and quickly they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. Even though they commit a sin, but quickly they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask for forgiveness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He described that His mercy and forgiveness are for those who turn to Him and ask Him for forgiveness, as in Surah Az-Zumar, He says they do not persist upon the sin while they know. Because the ayahs began by this beautiful ayah in Surah Az-Zumar. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. O my servants who have wronged themselves, they commit a lot of sins, never despair from the mercy of Allah. Aina. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله فالمؤمنون ليسوا بمعصومين ولكن هذه ميزتهم. He says, نعم, the believers, they are not infallible. There is not a believer that he doesn't wrong himself and doesn't disobey Allah. But they have this quality, this good quality, which is الثبات على الحق وحماية الله لهم. That they are firm upon the truth, that's one of their quality. And the other good quality, Allah protect them. Allah protect the believers. فَإِذَا زَلَّ أَحَدُهُمْ رَجَعَ إِلَّهِ تَبَارِكَ وَتَعَالَى وَتَابَ وَأَنَابَ فَيَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ تَوْبَتُهُ. He said, when one of the believers, the true believers, when one of them wronged himself, committed a sin, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quickly, because of that iman they have, quickly he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repents. And Allah accepts their tawbah and repentance. ويرتفع إلى أعلى من درجته الأولى بسبب توبته وإخلاص الله عز وجل. And this is a believer who committed a sin, quickly turn to Allah, ask for forgiveness and repent. The Shaykh says, Allah will raise him to a better level than he was before the sin because of his sincere repentance. Because of his sincere repentance. And of course, this doesn't mean that a person says, okay, Allah raise level, let me commit a sin and repent sincerely. This is not how we work. Who guarantee you, as Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, if a person think like that, he says, who guarantee you that you're going to be repenting from that sin immediately? Who guarantee you that you'll be alive after that sin? Some people, they may die while committing the sin. So this is not the case, but a person should protect himself, should stay away from the haram, from the sins. But being a human being, if shaitan have tricks, you may escape certain others, but others may corrupt with any one of us. But we learn that at that moment, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and ask for forgiveness, be sincere, and that's how a person will be raised now. Then the Shaykh mentioned the ayat in Surah Al-Isra. Beautiful ayat in Surah Al-Isra. From the ayat 62-65. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ. Allah informing us about the shaitan. And the promise that the shaitan he made. And this he made this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will try his best shaitan. The shaitan has no authority over a human being, but he will try his best to try to mislead the believers from the progeny and the offsprings of Adam. And keep in mind, the shaitan is our enemy, is an open enemy. And this is to understand this ayat, because also in Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the ayah before that, 61, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ قَالَ أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينًا. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves unto Adam. They prostrated themselves except Iblis, the shaitan. Another ayah says, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِ. So as shaitan, he was from the jinn. He said, shall I prostrate myself to one whom you created from clay? So he was arrogant. Out of arrogance, he disobeyed the order of Allah. And we all know the result, the evil result of that. Arrogance and disobedience of Allah. So here's the ayat. قَالَ Now the shaykh. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So the shaitan, Iblis said, see this one whom you have honored above me. If you give me, see, subhanAllah, jealousy and the envy and arrogance, He said, if you give me respite, meaning keep me alive, to the day of resurrection, I will surely seize and mislead his offspring by sending them astray, all but a few. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, قَالَ اذْهَبْ فَمَنْ تَبِعَكَ مِنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاءُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَغْفُورًا. Allah said, go and whosoever of them follows you, surely hell will be the reward of you all, an ample reward. واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا. And befool them gradually, those whom you can among them, those whom you can among them with your voice. Sheikh Rabi is going to mention that the voice here with the songs, music, and also that's what they mention in Noble Quran, meaning with the songs, music, subhanAllah. This is from the tools of the shaitan. And any other call for Allah's disobedience, any call that leads to disobeying Allah. Make assaults on them with your cavalry and your infantry. The infantry, those who are walking, right? The walking army. Share with them wealth and children by tempting them to earn money by illegal ways, usury, or by committing illegal sexual intercourse, and make promises to them. But Satan promises them nothing but deceit. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. Verily my slaves, meaning here the true believers of Islamic monotheism, you have no authority over them, and all sufficient is your Lord as a guardian. Shaykh Rabi' wa ta'ala, when he mentioned these ayats in Surah Al-Isra from 62 to 65, he says here, assault huwa al-ghina. Says assault them with your voice, said meaning with singing songs and music. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ. Likewise, make assaults on them with your cavalry and your infantry. He says, الْخَيْلْ مَعْرُوفَ وَالرَّجِلْ الْمَاشِي, meaning those with horses. الْخَيْلْ is horses. And also those who are walking. يعني أجلب وصح عليهم بكل جنودك الراكبين والمشاة فإن الجلب هو الصياح ومعناه انهض بهم إلى الباطل وافعل في سبيل ذلك كل ما تستطيعه. So meaning here, this part of the ayah, it means that do whatever it takes, all it means, because the shaitan, he's gonna try his best. He's gonna gather all of his army, those who are riding and those who are walking. Okay, Shaitan come with his army. And remember, we don't see them. But you have to be aware of that. That the Shaitan has an army from the human being, from the devils. They come riding, they come walking, they yell, they bring use all means to try to destroy a person and to make a person fall into falsehood. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And يعني تسلط عليهم من كل باب, even in their wealth and in their children. He said, meaning that the shaitan, he's going to come from all directions. He's going to open so many doors and gates of falsehood and disobedience and ruin and destruction. أجلب عليهم بكل ما عندك من القوات. Shaitan will use all of his efforts, all of his strength, wherever he has. فَإِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الضَّالِّينَ الَّذِينَ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ لَهُمُ الضَّلَالِ يَسْتَدْرِجُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَى الشِّرْكِ بِاللَّهِ. So those who deserves to go astray and they were misguided, then the shaitan lead them to shirk, وَلِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. That's why it's important for us to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shirk. As Shaykh ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, the ulama, when they mentioned, they said shirk is the deadliest sin, not because it's just like that. Not randomly, but it's very dangerous. That's why you find every prophet warn his people against shirk. And we have ayats in the Quran that Ibrahim alayhi salam asking Allah to protect him from shirk. Rabbi jnubni wa baniya an na'bud al asnam. O my Lord, protect me and my offspring from worshipping idols. It's very important. Now you're guided to Tawheed, but you gotta ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect it from shirk. Some people, they say La ilaha illallah, they pray, they fast, they made Hajj, but they fall into shirk. They fall into shirk. As'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. Ask Allah protection.
Amen.
فَيُشَارِكُهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَيُشَارِكُهُمْ فِي الْأَوْلَادِ فَيَجْعَلُونَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. So he will share with them in their wealth and in their children. How? He says, by them using that wealth that Allah has given them in venues that other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of Allah. So they will spend this ni'mah of Allah that Allah has given them. قَالْ يُنْفِقُونَ هَذَا الْمَالِ فِي شُرْبِ الْخَمَرِ وَيُرَابُونَ فِيهِ وَيَسْرِقُونَ مِنْ مَالِ غَيْرِهِمْ. نعم. إلى غير ذلك من التصرفات في مال الشخص نفسه أو في مال غيره بمقتدى ما شرعه الشيطان لا بمقتدى ما شرعه الله عز وجل. فهذه مشاركته في الأموال. He says, so therefore these people, they will use this wealth by drinking, by buying alcohol. They will deal with riba, usury, والعياذ بالله. They will steal the wealth of others. It's only an example amongst many evil and wicked transactions that the person will do as related to his own wealth or the wealth of others. And the way they gain and spend their wealth or the wealth of others in accordance to what the shaitan tells them, not according to what Allah legislates. And that's why you find the people, they just want to make money, they don't care. I don't care. I just want to make more money. If somebody tell them, but this transaction is haram, I said, get out of here, man. Haram, talking about haram, man. You ain't going to put no food on the table. Instead, to be patient and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for halal means they just keep running, deceiving people, cheating them. Those they don't want to do conduct business transaction, they have no clue how a business transaction is conducted according to what's pleasing to Allah, and therefore all it matters to them is making more money, and they will make only what Allah has decreed for them to make, but it's going to be a great loss for them to earn money from means that are not permissible, and yet to use that money for actions that are not from the action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. So he said, these people here, they will do this in accordance to the plans of the shaitan, not to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. قال وأما مشاركته في الأولاد, as for the children, قال يدخل فيه أولاد الزنا, included in them the children out of wedlock. ويدخل فيه قتل الأولاد. Likewise, the shaitan, rahmukallah, shaitan make fear seeming to certain people some actions, so they fall into zina. They can wait. Alhamdulillah, can wait, and they bring excuses. He's young. You know, that's why you find some young people, 19, 21, already got 2-3 children out of zina. Waliyadu billah. Why? They're like, well, he's young, so what you expect? What do you expect? But the one who's guided and the one who's protected by Allah, he fasts. That's what the Prophet ﷺ says. She cannot get married fast. Nobody, there's no text that said, go ahead, if you're young, just go to the zina. Rather, a young man came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, give me permission. you know, allow me to commit zina, al-ihidu billah. But the Prophet ﷺ, he taught him a lesson. He said to him, oh, you're young, it's okay for you. No, it's not. Even though the one who's older, if he commits zina, that's worse than the one who's younger, but still, it's an evil act. Likewise, he says, يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ قَتْلِ الْأَوْلَادِ. Likewise, from the plots of the shaitan, that he leads certain people, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, through his plots to kill their own children. وَيَدْخُلُ فِيهِ النَّذْرِ بِالْأَوْلَادِ لِلْأَوْثَانِ وَمَا شَكَلَ ذَلِكَ. And also, some people, they dedicate their children to serve the idols, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. You know, take one of his children, and they take them to this tomb or this, and said he's gonna clean and wash and guard this man who's, they call him big sheikh and the like, to serve the idols. And it's all from the shayateen. Now, instead of that father, if that father now has the last protection and wants to do what is pleasing to Allah, he has to teach the child the aqidah sahihah. Teach him tawheed and protect him from shirk. He's going to put him in the classes, alhamdulillah, schools that teach the tawheed, the sound and the proper aqidah, warns against shirk, teach the sunnah and the like. Now this person, because of the shaitan, sees them, okay? Now they're going to put their children to learn magic. They're going to send their children to learn shirk, wal-iyadu billah. وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And before that, the Shaykh mentioned, all of those who they dedicate their children for these things, to serve, to promote the shirk, or those who they kill their children, all of this is obedience to the shaitan, and disobedience to Allah. And those who they bury their own little girls alive, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ in Jahiliyyah. They used to bury the little girls alive. Those little girls have nothing wrong they've done. And they're all from the plots of the shaitan. So that they did that out of obedience to the shaitan, وَلَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And make promises to them, but shaitan, Satan, promises them nothing but deceit. قال الشيخ ربيع أي حفظه الله يعني أعطهم أمانية ووعودا كاذبة بالسيادة والعزة في الدنيا والنجاة في الآخرة أيضا. Said meaning give them promises and false promises, lies. Shaitan came to people, now do this, denounce tawheed, be upon shirk, promote bid'ah. I will give you status, we give you money, we give you position, and you be stronger in this life, and you be from those who are saved in the hereafter. That's what the shaitan tells them. Play with their minds. Take them away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put them on His path. On His path, the wrong path. You want dunya? No problem, go ahead. That's why sometimes if people they use Islam as an umbrella for politics, like al-Ikhwan al-Mublisun, Ikhwan al-Muslimun. So that's why when you hear, these classes help us understand more. Sometimes you hear, oh, what is the ruling of al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun? Can we deal with them? Can not? No, you don't. So but you don't go in details, then you don't understand. These are people that use Islam. They care about one thing. Gathering. Doesn't matter who is who, on Tawheed, no Tawheed, Sunnah, no Sunnah. Just gather the people for elections. When election time comes, they will be covered. You know, have more enough people to vote for them so they can steal the seats in the parliament, in the government, in this and that. And that's why you shouldn't deal with ICNA and ISNA in here in America. Those ICNA, Islamic Circle of North America, ISNA, Islamic Society of North America, and anyone who deals with them. Anyone who deals with them. These are people, they are not upon the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. They have agendas. They want to get somewhere. And they cowards. At least if they say, look, man, whatever we are doing here has nothing to do with Sunnah, let us tell you, we're straight. Let us be honest, okay? What we're doing here, guys, if you want the Sunnah, you want the Haqq, well, don't be with us. We're a political group, straight out. We care about money and power. That's who we are. If you want the Sunnah, you want Tawheed, Aqeedah, go somewhere else. No, they don't do that. Blacks, they promote, like, man, if you want a Tawheed, come to us. Aqeedah, come to us. Sunnah, come to us. And then they take the people away from the Sunnah, like Al Maghrib Institute and all those who are teaching in there. Alright? Oh, Sunnah, this, what is the Sunnah? Ayna am barakallahu feekum. So he, Shaitan promised them lies that you're going to get there and achieve this in this life and you'll be powerful and because you got to be somebody, money, position, and in the hereafter, now you'll be okay on the hereafter. No punishment for you. There's no such thing. Alright? You're powerful in here. Nobody can touch you. So nothing going to happen to you. قال وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى فَرْضَ أَنَّ هُنَكَ عَذَابُ الْآخِرَ فَأَنْتَ مِنْ النَّجِمِ. Shaitan make it seem to them like, even though if there is punishment on Yawm al-Qiyamah, that's not for you, for somebody else. Hey, subhanAllah. But they forget, see, that's why knowledge is important. Knowledge is very important. Though those who they seek knowledge, alhamdulillah, they understand the truth and the reality of this dunya, the reality of the shaitan, his open enemy. Even when the shaitan, because these temptations that are serious temptations, to make money and to follow desires and women out there waiting for you and status and luxury, and it's not easy for certain people to decline this, especially when it comes to them. They sit with them at a table and say, listen, we want you to be with us. And here is, you give him a 500,000 check right there. That's just you. That's just like a tip. Tip, $500,000. That's just a tip, man. And here is a big mention. You're the man. Alright? You got to have power over this region. And then, subhanAllah, they were like, if somebody doesn't have taqwa, and taqwa doesn't come in a syringe, you know, that's a shot that you're going to take. Alright? Whether in the left or right arm. Now he comes through knowledge, through taqwa, through sincerity, tawheed. If a person doesn't have that, then how are they going to fight these temptations? Somebody's struggling his life, man, just paying rent here and trying, has goals and got dreams, I'm going to do this, but the paycheck is barely paying the bills. Here goes this guy from a suit come and say, hey man, forget about this job. We got you, we have a better thing for you. We're promoting Sunnah and this, and you're eloquent, and you're a bright person. Come with us. But that's come with a price. He thinks this is going to give him a nice paycheck and a house and a car for nothing. No, they want him to promote the falsehood they are upon. But if a person is not, you know, protecting himself and seeking knowledge, because you need to know the path of Allah. Ayna, the same way. You know the path that takes to your house. You live there. And if somebody tell you, I give you a right to your house, and you start getting north, but you live south, the first thing come, hey, where are you going? Taking you home. He said, oh, my home is south. Now we got shortcut. Shortcut? Since when going north be shortcut? Shaitan won't take the people away from the path of Allah, but he make it seeming like it's okay. Some people, they doing a lot of evil, and they think that's the right thing to be done. That's Allah salam al-afiyah. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, he says that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, those arrogant ones and that caused many people, meaning their followers, to go astray, they will free themselves from them. They're like, listen, man, why you followed us? And the wicked ones, they will free themselves as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, اتبرأ الذين اتبعوا من الذين اتبعوا ورأوا العذاب وتقطعت بهم الأسباب. When those who were followed disown, meaning declare themselves innocent of those who followed them. You see? Those who were followed because they have followers. You know, look at this Mubtadi'ah now. Look at this Hamza Yusuf. Look at this Yusuf Estes. Huh? Look at these people on Islam, Al-Maghrib Institute, Al-Bayyina, this and Zaytuna, this and that. They have, even ISIS have followers, man. They're killing and beheading. If someone cannot see Maghrib Institute, what they're doing wrong, because come on, they teach in Quran, Arabic. What can't you see what ISIS are doing, what Al-Qaeda is doing, what Al-Nusra and Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram are doing? Anyway, those people who were followed in this life upon falsehood, they freed themselves from those who they followed them. Aynam barakallahu feek. Likewise, those who followed them, and those who followed will say, if only we have one more chance to return to the worldly life, we would disown, meaning declare ourselves as innocent from them, as they have disowned them. But hey, hat, are they going to go back to earth? And then they're going to come to them and say, hey, listen, this, do this. But no, we're upon sunnah. Now they have to do it now. Because once you die, that's it. There's no come back. There's no U-turn. One way. Can turn back to life. Aina. You die, you're dead. So, Yawm al-Qiyamah, those who they see themselves, they were upon wrong and falsehood, and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're not, yes, they're going to say that. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا. See? Those who they follow, these ignorant people, and these people who call to falsehood, these deviant callers, from the shayateen of the human being and from the shayateen of the devils, they rally behind them and support them. Then on the day of judgment, if they die upon that falsehood, on the day of judgment, they will what? They will regret, of course. They see the truth now. In this dunya, somebody tell them, Akhi, stay away from Ikhwan Muslimin. Stay away from Jama'at Tabligh. Stay away from Sufiya. Stay away from the Khawarij. ISIS is no good. Bin Laden is no good. Alright? These are deviant people. The Ahbash are no good. Sufis are no good. Alright, stay away from that imam. Stay away from this jama'ah. Stay away from this masjid. What they say? Ah, you're just jealous because you don't have their masjids. Look at the chandeliers they have, and the donuts and the coffee all day, and juice and ice cream. Now, yes, they have. If you go to some of these masajid, you find donuts, ice cream, lollipops, but you don't find Kitab al-Tawheed. You don't find Talatat Usul. Find donuts, they have fridges. Well, fridges! You think yourself in a bodega or something. You know bodega? That's New York term. Huh?
Up top.
Yes, up top, yeah. A bodega is a grocery store. Little tiny ones in the corners. What is it?
Poppy store. The popcorn store.
Yeah, the corn store. Corner, yeah, corner. Corner store. Those little stores, they got little, what they call them? Convenient. Convenient store. That's what I'm looking for. English. Now. What's the point I'm making? You think you go to some of this big masjid, $10 million, $7 million masjid, and you were like, whoa, the musalla, subhanAllah, that is gonna be big for 50,000. And even if it's the case, why would you build a masjid and a big musalla for 50,000 when you don't even not even have 500 Muslims in the area? Why? But actually, me personally, I I heard years ago, I was in this state, and they said this masjid is like some $19 million. I'm like, whoa, I'm going to see Masjid al-Haram, what? Something big. Akhi, it was a small place. It was big, but then we went to the Musalla. Akhi, this Musalla is not even the third of this one we're in. Not even. But the masjid is bigger than this, like three times. So many rooms. This is the room for meetings. This room's for, I don't know what, for lounging. This room for chillaxing. This one for chilling. This one for relaxing.
Organizing.
Yeah, organizing. So many names and rooms that have nothing to do with what the masjid for. This for the sister, this for the teenager, this is for the boys, this is for the elderly, this is a tea, this is that. And then you go to an area to play. They have big area, almost as big as the Musalla. They have, what do you call it? The pool, yeah, the pool table. What he says?
Archery.
Archery, I didn't do this, man. Like this. Yeah, they do have the pool table. They have the other ones. What do you call them?
Foosball.
Huh? I don't know the name. Foosballs. Basketball. Ping pong. That's why I want... Sometimes I tell them... Because we want to pray in that masjid. We landed in one of the airports and we're going to another city. And we stopped. The brother said, can we pray in masjid? And we were by ourselves. We stopped right after Dhuhr with nobody there. So we prayed. I'm like, subhanAllah, no wonder how this, they would all of this stuff, food. Yeah, I get to the part of the fridges. They have this Pepsi and Coke fridges. The double open and one, like three, four of them, loaded with fruits, with this, with that. I'm like, how are people going to sit in the class of Arabic with all of this fitna in a masjid? And they are open, at least if they close them and they open them only at this time. No. One brother told me, you're right, Akhi. That's the exact thing. If there is a class, usually there is no classes in masjids like that. If there is a class, the youth are not in the class. They playing. That's Allah salamu alayhi wa alayhin. ما الذي جرنا إلى هذا الكلام؟ ما الذي جرنا إلى هذا الكلام؟ What brought us to this? Talking about this, huh? نعم لقمان. Ahsant, Allahu Akbar, very good. Aynam. So now you put us back on the right track. Allahu barik. Naam, so they were like, oh, you're just jealous of them. These people that got big masjid, you're jealous. What is your achievements? They have so many big masjids and you tell them, the achievement is not in material things. Sunnah. People are upon tawheed. If one person is upon the haqq, it's better than thousands upon falsehood, wal-iyadu billah. One person, the an yahdi Allahu bikum ru'an wahida. So anyway, those who are arrogant on the day of judgment, they will disown those who follow them. Aina, tabarra'una minhum. Not only that, shaitan, who made the things beautiful to them and called them to this, shaitan, he will disown himself from his followers. Naam, as we're gonna read to you the ayat, inshallah, after the adhan. Naam. So the Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala, he mentioned that the shaitan yatabarra minhum. Yaqifu khatiba. The shaitan will disown himself from those who followed him. Pan shirk, kufr, bid'ah, dalal, name it. As Allah tells us in Surah Ibrahim. وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتموني من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم قال الشيخ ربيع وتعالى هذه النتيجة التي يستفيدها من أغواهم الشيطان وعد لهم إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم. ليس لهم شيء مما يعني أمناهم به الشيطان وخدعهم به. Pay attention, Yahweh, to this ayah 22, and we should memorize it, review it, learn the tafsir of it. And Satan will say when the matter has been decided, يوم القيامة, on the day of judgment, verily Allah promised you a promise of truth, and I too promised you, but I betrayed you. Allahu Akbar. But I betrayed you. I had no authority over you, except that I called you, and you responded to me. So do not blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I deny your former act in associating me, meaning Shaitan, as a partner with Allah, by obeying me in the life of the world. Verily, there is a painful torment for a zalimun. The polity is on the wrong doors. Sheikh Rabi'i said, this is the end result. That's it. This is the end result, that those whom Shaitan, those who they fell into their trick, that's what they benefit, waliyadu billah. Those who follow the footsteps of the Shaitan in this dunya, in this life, that's what they're going to benefit. Nothing but a painful torment. And then the Shaykh, he began to explain this ayah, alhamdulillah, a portion for portion. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ. When the Shaytan says, indeed Allah has promised you the truth. أي على ألسني رسوله وفي كتبه وعد الحق. Allah has promised you on the tongue of His messengers that He has sent to you. Because the Shaytan, he whispers, he invites, but the messengers throughout the time, they call in the people to the haq. Don't listen to the Shaytan. Stay away from shirk. Shaytan said, no, shirk is good. He beautified the shirk. The messenger, they said, shirk is no good. So some people that Allah wants good for, they listen to the messengers. They read what's in the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. And some others, they fall into the tricks and the traps of the shaitan. أَنَّ مَنْ أَطَاعَ فَلَهُ الْجَنَّةُ وَمَنْ عَصَى فَلَهُ النَّارُ. Allah sent a warning on the tongue of His messengers, عليهم الصلاة والسلام. On the books He has sent, they contain the haqq, that he who obeys the messengers, then for such a person is the Jannah. And he who disobeys the messengers, for such a person is the hellfire. And of course, when we say he who obeyed the messengers, that's for those people who Allah sent the messengers. Okay? After our beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's it. Nobody else before he says, well, he's going to follow what Isa Alayhi Salam came with. He's going to follow what Musa is upon. He's going to follow what Musa was, or what Harun or Sulaiman was upon. He won't be accepted from them. Because Islam with Allah is what the Prophet ﷺ brought from Allah. Okay? But when you hear the messengers, the ulama, they mention, meaning for those that were sent to their people. Ayna. As after Allah sent our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, everybody has no choice. No, there is no choice, no exception actually, except that everybody, the human being and the jinn, they all have to adhere to the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنَّ مَنْ كَفَرَ فَجَزَاؤُهُ كَذَا وَمَنْ أَشْرَكَ فَجَزَاؤُهُ كَذَا. Naam. These messengers, they make things clear. They make things clear to their people. He who disbelieve, his reward is this and this. He who committed shirk, die upon it, that's his end result, such and such. أَنَّ مَنْ زَنَى مَنْ سَرَقْ مَنْ قَتَلْ مَنْ فَعَلَ كَذَا. He who commit adultery, fornication, he who steals, he who kills others, whoever does this, this is what these people are going to face. كَذَا جَزَاؤُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. This is their, whatever they facing in this life and in the hereafter. There is prescribed punishment in this life, and yet there is great torment for those who did not repent from those sins. Of course, there is tafsir in that, as that sin is a major sin, is a minor sin. If it's less than shirk, if it's shirk, of course, okay? Now, وعدكم الله سبحانه وتعالى وعودا كلها حق من النعيم والعذاب والسعادة والعقاب كل ما وعد الله سبحانه بحق. الشيطان is telling them whatever Allah has promised you is true. When Allah tells you, look, if you commit shirk and die on it, you will be in the hellfire forever. That's true. That's what Shaitan is telling them. That the hypocrites, that the disbelievers, they will be in the hellfire together. That's promise. That is true. He who disobeys the messenger, this was going to happen to him. That's true. He who steals, his hands to be cut off. The one who commit adultery, zina, this, kill somebody with no right, this is the punishment. And those who obey the messenger, those who are upon tawheed, upon aqidah, those who obey Allah, this is their great reward. Everything, the path of good, the path of evil has been made clear in the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the people, and the shaitan telling them, whatever Allah promised, from good or for bad, it's going to happen. It's the truth. Allahu Akbar. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ Shaitan tell them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, while I promised you and I, what? Let you down. I let you down. I'm letting you down right now. وَأَنَا وَعَدْتُكُمْ وَعْدًا كَاذِبًا Not even he promised them. He promised them lies. He didn't promise them something that is substantial and then it turns out that he couldn't do it. No, it was a lie from the beginning. It was nothing. وَأَمْلَيْتُ So that's, you know, ya akhi, that the shaitan, he's a liar, he's the biggest liar. It's a big lie. All his promises stand for nothing but a lie. And there is no good whatsoever come from the plots of the shaitan. Even though the nafs, from the weak of iman, a person thinks he's going to get something from that bad transaction. The riba, the yizri, stealing, deception, arrogance, zina, alcohol, this, that. The nafs thinks like there is some enjoyment in that, but there is no enjoyment for real. Can you imagine if they tell somebody, okay, drink alcohol, go ahead, drink. But as soon as you finish drinking this bottle, somebody's going to kill you right here. See that man right there with the sword? He's going to finish you. You think that person's going to drink? He ain't going to drink. He's not going to drink. Likewise, somebody bring him, want to fornicate? No problem, go ahead, go to this room. But as soon as you finish, something bad's going to happen to you. They're like, no, she can go home, man. I got to go home safe. We'll go home safe too. So that's only something in this life. What about when the people, they die upon shirk, wal-iyadu billah, thinking they were doing something right. And they die upon shirk, die upon kufr, die upon disobedience to Allah. نسأل الله السلام والعافية ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to protect us. We continue next time. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد على آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.